Be very careful and knock it outside my league. But Rogerianism has had not just a great impact on 20th century psychological thought, but it makes sense culturally because there's a lot of focus on self-realization. I think there's ways to do that, and I think Christian psychology is successfully doing that. I'm glad you quoted Calvin in Institutes, because that's exactly how I see it. We do need to know ourselves, but we know ourselves through the lens of God. And where the Gnostics go wrong is they start with themselves, and I think Schleiermacher starts with himself and doesn't get out. That's where mischief creeps in.
You mentioned like the American consumerist. You said consumerism a few times and talked about how, you know, as Americans, we value our freedom, self-realization, those things.
Right.
What would you say to somebody who may be going to a different culture? Do you think that this type of fascination with Gnosticism is still present in, like, let's say, an Asian culture or Middle Eastern culture or Hispanic, like, whatever it might be? Do you think that fascination is still there? Just it manifests itself in different ways or something like that?
A lot of the way you answer that question depends on what you see as really the essence of Gnosticism, and different thinkers disagree with what that really is. I see the heart of Gnosticism as an existential commitment to freedom and self-realization. I don't see that so much in other cultures, nearly as much as we find it in the West. So I think the West really struggles with Gnosticism in a way, as far as I know, that other cultures do not.
One more question.
I was just curious, in your opinion, why scholars such as Pagels and Ehrman seem to put such stock in what was discovered at Nag Hammadi? I mean, they pick apart Christian scripture, all the reasons we shouldn't believe it, yet they don't seem to apply the same eye towards those documents.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question, and I think the answer is nature abhors a vacuum. So if you're going to throw out the New Testament writings, things are going to get boring pretty quickly unless you have something to put in its place. And I think that's what's going on.
Okay, thank you very much. Dr. Pearn, would you like to give us a quick sneak preview about what you're going to say tomorrow?
Okay, sure. I guess I have my mic here. So tomorrow we're going to take a deeper look at Irenaeus, and the lecture is entitled The How and the Why. So if tonight we've circled around the issue of how do we describe Gnosticism and define Gnosticism, we've done so from a 21st century perspective. What I want to get at in tomorrow's lecture is to talk about Irenaeus and what was it? What was the flashpoints for Irenaeus? What did he really object to about Gnosticism? And I want to unpack that tomorrow night.
Okay. Thank you very much. We look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Let me make two quick announcements before we close this evening. First of all, for the students who are taking the class that goes along with these lectures, we will meet tomorrow afternoon from 2 until 4 o'clock up in room 227 upstairs. And then the second announcement is that we will not be meeting here tomorrow evening. It will be at 7 o'clock at Good Shepherd Church in the main sanctuary, right? In the main sanctuary. 7 o'clock tomorrow, same time, but at Good Shepherd Church. Go out the exit, turn right, bottom of the hill, go up to the top of the hill, turn left on Moss Road, and that will take you there. It's on this corner of Moss Road and Tryon. Okay. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, let me make a quick announcement about our website. You'll see there to the seat beside of you an information sheet. If you'd fill that out for us. If you haven't, if we have one from years past, you don't need to fill it out. But if you're new, we'd like to get some information. But also on that sheet is a website, the Cooley Center website. We'd encourage you to check that out. It tells you a little bit about the Cooley Center, what's available. We have an iMac computer with all kinds of resources for biblical studies. We have the Witherington collection along with the Cooley collection. So a lot of resources for study and research, and just encourage you to check that out.
Once again, thank you for coming, everybody. We look forward to seeing all of you tomorrow evening as well. Thank you.